All right, so welcome back, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the break. We're going to move now into our top teams in the gaming competition. Should be really, really exciting. Our first team is up from the University of Houston and also the University of Texas at Austin. So please help me give a warm welcome to Lost Spectrum.
Hi. I'd like to everyone to take a deep breath and relax. We've had such a long morning. We've seen so many great presentations. And we are Lost Spectrum. As a game design team, it's our job to make all those dull and boring points in your lives just a little bit more exciting, so we might as well start now with this presentation. I'm Zach Nguyen. I'm the project manager. My job is to guide the design and a lot of the business for our project. I'm a computer science major, and my experiences extend from owning my own beverage monitoring system to being developer for a Lanier Law Firm. James Richardson is our lead programmer. He creates the core logic behind our game and created the texture, physics, and sound engine. Lauren Jung is our artist. She has done all the art for our game. She's created our hero and everything you've seen. Paul Nesbitt is our second programmer, and he does a lot of the key UI features and has created a lot of levels and a lot of debugging. We all consider ourselves avid gamers, and we want to create something that we enjoy, and right now that's Lost Spectrum. Chroma Tales. Chroma Tales is a fast-paced action game for the Windows 8 phone where each level takes only 5 seconds, and as you play, the levels go from black and white to full colors. Now, there are a lot of unique mechanics with our game, and every time you play, the levels are randomized, so no two gameplay experiences are exactly alike. There's some simple replay value you get out of you doing well, and you unlock new levels, you unlock new story pages, and we want the players to play more to figure out what they're doing and to compare their high scores with their friends and drive a real competitive gameplay. Can we go back? Can we play that video? Okay. We've been working on this game for the last 8 months, and since then we've changed a lot of the key gameplay mechanics based on our feedback. We've taken early prototypes and shown it to friends, families, and we've taken it to large gaming events such as MLG Dallas and look for feedback on how the game plays and looks. With so many of the new features of the Windows 8 phone, while some levels might be really simple and only require you to tap the screen, we have levels that use the accelerometer and use the microphone. There are so many things that we want to do, but with the art design of our game, we focused on aiming for kids ages 8 to 24. We wanted to create something that looked whimsical and fun with a hero that was iconic and memorable. But with the growing popularity of the mobile phone, there are a lot of people over the age of 40 that now identify as gamers. So we wanted to create gameplay that was both simple and enjoyable for young kids, but sophisticated enough for adults to find it engaging. The mobile phone is now the most popular gaming device on the market with a 54% market share, beating both the console and computers combined. There are now over 211 mobile phone and social gamers with a market of over $4.5 billion. Since our game requires almost no instructions and the player has to learn what they're doing, it's very easy for us to translate our game into other languages so that way we can expand to other countries. While in the US market, only about a quarter of gamers will convert from non-paying players to paying customers. Overseas in Europe and Japan, about a third of players will convert from non-paying players to paying customers. We want to create two different versions of our app, a free-to-play ad-supported version and one paid ad-free version. With these two releases, we really want to grow customer loyalty and show the world what we're capable of. We want this to be our calling card to show them this is what we have and see if our games on the market create any traction. Based on that traction, we can release small apps, small level packs of 1 to 5 levels as a thank you to our customers, or create larger paid in-app purchases of 15 to 20 levels. We are ready to release our game as a beta on the market by the end of the month. We're asking for about $50,000 to continue development of new levels for the next 3 months, and with that will cover development costs, marketing, and we'll also create several new packs of in-app purchase levels. While right now all of our levels are themed towards the forest, newer expansion packs will be each themed to a different environment, such as the desert, the city, or the ocean. Most of my team graduated either just a couple days ago or graduating within the year. We're all looking towards the next project. As a game development company, we never feel like our game's actually done. We have so many features that we want to add to our game that we just had to draw a line in the sand and say, okay, we have to put this out in the world and to get some actual feedback on it. Whatever we end up doing next, we have one key philosophy you want to stick by. Games are an interactive art form. While we don't think it's the coolest mechanics or a shiny gimmick that makes a truly great game, like a great team, is more than the sum of its parts. It's about how all these parts work together to create a single vision. And right now for us, that vision is Chroma Tales. Thank you.
Thank you. Good job. Why don't you guys join him on stage, and we've got 5 minutes for Q&A with the judges. And just a reminder, make sure you guys speak into the microphone.
Thanks, guys. This is a really cool game. I love the kind of the black and white to color idea and how the levels move really quickly. Nice to have bite-sized entertainment. Two questions. I don't see the depth or the story arc in the game, and maybe you just didn't have enough time to present that. Why would I play this game for 2 months? Why would I share this with friends?
Right now, what we're releasing a lot of story is let's say you make it to level 10, you get a new story page unlocked. Let's say you make it to level 15, you get a new story page unlocked. A lot of these are just small pictures, kind of like comic book pictures that you see on the screen, and that kind of drives his goal. You want to get farther and farther. But a lot of the replay value you really want to gain from a competitive edge, a social edge with your friends. A lot of games we see now are integrated with Facebook. You say, all right, well, my friend Bobby over there just beat my score, and I know him. I want to beat his score too. I can see how well he's doing. I can see how well I'm doing. And that's where it's going. And when we get a lot of traction, we can say, all right, well, it's been a month. Here are a couple free levels that you guys, thank you for playing our game so often. We want to hear like 2 or 3 levels just for you guys. And if you really like it, there's another 20 levels that you can buy to add some more time to your experience.
Oh, and I have something to add on to that. The broader storyline is that you're a chameleon in a forest. An evil panda has stolen all the color from the forest, and the chameleon has to get all the color back. Obviously, he's a chameleon. He changes colors. So the game starts off in black and white, and as you go on and progress through the levels, you can collect color orbs from randomly generated throughout any given level. So as you're playing the logic game, you also have to look out for those color orbs. And the more color orbs you get, the more color returns to the game. About every 10 minigames, like Zach said, we're going to have a comic book page to move the story forward.
That's really cool. One last suggestion. You might consider making the levels longer than 5 seconds each to add some depth to the game. Maybe later there's longer levels you can unlock that might let you add more virtual goods and more opportunities to monetize, etc.
I really like the super short. I mean, I haven't played it yet, but I definitely have small windows of time where I would do something for 5 or 10 seconds that. I don't have a lot of things that can currently fit into now. One thing I worry about, though, is that you're going to need to create a lot of content, and if each piece of content is only 5 seconds and each one is like a different kind of minigame, that seems like there's a lot of overhead to creating new levels compared to, say, like if Candy Crush wants to add 10 more levels, they have to do very little work to do that compared to creating new minigames with new art and all these other things that only last 5 seconds each. So I think it's a really cool concept, but that would be one thing I'd be worried about.
Yeah, what you were saying earlier about the longer levels, we were thinking about having every 20 levels or so creating a boss level, which would be untimed and just require you to complete a longer task. But right now, that would be something we add in the future development we want to really create small levels right now that, since it's all randomized in order, we also can, with the simple mechanics, reuse gameplay mechanics. Like a dodging game can be a vertical dodging game, can be a horizontal dodging game. Most of it is redoing the artwork for the game and making it something different. So that way it feels different enough, so that way the player knows it's a different game, even though it's almost the same mechanics.
Cool. Okay, I have a question for you, and I'm certainly not the most competent guy to be speaking about gaming on this panel by by a long, long shot. But, you know, we've had Pocket Gems and Supercell come through Rockspace, and I noticed some features with those guys. And it's they tend to focus, I mean, Supercell's got two games. You know, Pocket Gems, when they went number one, they had two games. They focused in on a really niche market. And you're saying you're focusing on 18 to 24-year-olds and then plus 40-year-olds. You have this five-second constant repeating. I just wonder if you're going too broad at it. And is there any way from the five-second tracking that you can see which are the most popular ones and then maybe focus in to develop more around those?
Right now, there's no way for you to select levels individually. The levels are just going to play in a random order. So looking at how often levels are played, while it might give us an idea of where players are failing, it won't give us an idea of which ones are the most popular. We can create levels, different modes of gameplay, where you can select which ones you want to play as a Zen mode, just to enjoy different levels.
Last question.
I'm also no gaming expert, but you might want to copy some or borrow some of the dynamics from like Mario Party and like those sorts of things, because they have all like the mini game dynamics, and you can probably borrow a lot of those ideas, even just like putting that on like a big game board and like following it through with it and stuff like that. Also, secondly, not really a question, but more of a just a suggestion. Like, seeing the presentation and hearing the story from your side, like, I connect with the story. Like, I love the chameleon and the panda, and the I don't know. You have this like vivid imagery, and sort of seeing it, like, I didn't really get a sense of a lot of that. Okay. You might want to almost emphasize more of the story, since gaming is very more emotional, as opposed to just like, you know, you're buying this and upgrading this. Like, I want to see, like, you know, why do I actually care about this?
All right. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, guys. Great job.